Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is called out on strikes. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Cullenbein reaches second base with a double. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick bunts towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. Cullenbein moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutteridge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hockett throws the ball into Boudreau, who tags Lobbs trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McQuinn moves to third. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 0 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Strange now playing third base. Don Gutteridge now playing second base. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris bunts towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Mack covering, for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Farrell scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gutteridge. The throw from Desodles and he is safe. Gutteridge steals third. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullen Bine. Mack reaches second base with a double. Fleming moves to third. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 1 in the game. Desodles hits a line drive into right field. Lobbs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lobbs. Fleming scores. Mack scores. Desodles moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Desodles scores. Milner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Milner moves to third. Weatherly moves to second. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hollingsworth, and towards Gutteridge, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Desodles hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Weatherly goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fleming moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strange fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Boudreau moves to second. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Judnick moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Al Hollingsworth. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Judnick scores. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Milner. Stevens moves to third. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.